Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip 11:50. It's probably a good thing I've got a barbecue today, because if I went through the emails and lack of people reading things, I think I would just completely and utterly explode today. It's fucking unbelievable. If you sent something, fucking read it. If you get a spreadsheet, read what it says. I can't believe how difficult it is. I don't know. I genuinely do not know how some people get up in the morning and get through life. If I approach stuff the way they do, it's no wonder they fucking lose. Anyway, fantastic last day of the Open setup. I've tweeted to Peter in Ireland this morning. It's going to be amazing if Shane Lowry wins this. The atmosphere is going to be unbelievable. I think as golf fans, we want to see it a bit closer. He has played fantastic for 4 days. I have got my money on Lowry. On Fleetwood in second. Four shots, it sounds big, but anything can happen in this game. And whilst I've got people here in barbecue, and I will be keeping an eye on that market, I won't be actively tweeting, but if I do something, I will try and get it out. But my initial thought is looking at laying Lowry. Just going to see how they start, how the course is playing, what the weather's like a bit more, what the early scorers are doing, because I think if they get out early, it'll be, the first few holes can offer birdie chances, and if Lowry starts well, then he could well tie it up by 6 or 7, but we will see. I think it's just going to be a great event, but I'll keep you posted. For those who weren't on Twitter, I've removed all my liability that was left in the win market, so I've got 3 or 4 players on a sort of 3K plus and everyone else on zero. Still got a great chance with Hunan in the top Asian, and need some help in the top 20 market, but we'll see what happens. Nothing football-wise today, but I have got some horses for you which I will run through. Let me just get the markets up. 5:35 Newton Abbott Skinflint. I've had good word for this. Currently 4.1. So that is a fair win bet. Again, you do with it what you want if you want to get involved. But Skinflint in the 5:35 at Newton Abbott. 3:55 at Tipperary. Who you're kidding each way? 3:55 Tipperary. Who you're kidding each way? Is a mention for you if you're interested in that one. I've got another win bet, but I think there's been a non-runner in this race. Let me just have a look at it. Now I think a horse has been pulled out. Red Tea. It's been two non-runners this morning in the 3:45 at Curra. Red Tea is 2.74. I wouldn't take any less than 6 to 4, so don't go lower than 2.5. Looks like the market's settled down again now, but Red Tea 2.74 in the 3:45 at the Curra as a win bet. So you've got that as a win bet. Who you're kidding as a each way. Skinflint in the 5:35 as a I've had a fair win mention for that. Did I have one more? I think I did. I think there's a little trade. I'm just checking prices. A few non-runners. Yeah, that's the trade. The trade is in the 5:05 at Tipperary. One Cool Poet. It's a bit weak at the minute, 6.8 to 7.6, but a 25% trade on One Cool Poet in the 5:05 at Tipperary. Okay, that is it. Ultimate people, I got you access yesterday to the databases. Part of me is wondering why, I'm not going to lie. Trading day, we're getting closer. Part of me is wondering why. But enjoy the golf this afternoon. Enjoy your Sunday. Hopefully you have decent weather. And I will be back in the morning.